It is now 9:07 here at WCCO. My goodness, I am so excited. I love Center Stage. It's all things arts and entertainment. You don't want to miss it because we have so many incredible artists. I do mean incredible artists in the great state of Minnesota and beyond. So I'm so happy to have the first guest, which is Johanna Tonis. And he is like family to us, to the Steels. We just love him. He is kind. He is an amazing bassist and so much more. And I'm just grateful that he is on with us tonight. Go ahead. Let's hit the music. Come on. You know, that's like dance music right there. You okay? This is how love starts up. Okay. This is how it happens. Am I right, Johannes? This is how love starts.
Yay.
Hey, now what's going on, dude?
What's up, Jill? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm so glad to hear your voice. You are a remarkable musician. You really are. But on top of that, you are kind, gentleman. And you love
very kind.
You love what you do. You really do. I mean, you love it. And we see it on your face all the time in that big, huge smile of yours. Seriously.
Well, thank you so much. It's amazing.
Oh, it's
amazing to be with you, by the way. And you have a beautiful radio voice. I was like, wow, she's an amazing singer, but the radio voice is another level.
Oh, hey, now, like, wow, sucky. I'm going to remember that, okay? Thank God your family loves me. Oh, my Lord. Thank you for that.
Absolutely, yes.
So, Johannes, here
everybody
it is. That,
be happy to hear.
I mean, you have been writing music and writing music and writing music for a long time. How many years would you say?
Oh, my goodness. Really? Not so long after I started playing, you know. I've been kind of, you know, making up my own melodies here and there. But I took it, you know, a little bit more seriously after I moved to Minneapolis about 20 years ago now, and did my first EP in 2007.
Wow.
And after that, maybe 3 years later, I wrote a whole album worth material, and I did a second album in 2017. So in the meantime, the Minnesota writers or composers, American Composers Forum was very kind enough to award me with an emerging artist award, Minnesota Emerging Artist Award. And that was really, really a beautiful encouragement, because you never know whether people care about what you write or not, you know, and somebody to recognize this is something that I didn't apply or, you know, seek to get a recognition, but they just felt like I was doing something right. So I realized that's something that I have, you know, as a gift as well. So
it is a gift. And we have the honor. The Steels have been, you know, we call on you. We love it. We love to have you on the stage with us. And you take us in and every time. The music that you write, though, you are from Ethiopia, correct?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
I think I said Egypt the last time I talked to you. So you're from Ethiopia, and here you are.
Thanks, yes.
Yeah, and you have been writing music over. I mean, you're just doing more and more and more and more. You're getting bigger and bigger. You are traveling the world. You are doing so much. What is the one thing that you haven't done that you say to yourself, how come I haven't done that yet?
You know what? I'm glad you asked that question, because all these things that you're saying are really a beautiful experience for me to see, you know. All this, you know, Montreal Jazz Festival, Fuji Rock Festival, Banneru, all that stuff is amazing. But the one thing that, you know, you mentioned at the beginning, the music that I write is founded with my life path from Ethiopia to the American experience. And it's very unique. And no matter how big of a stage I get to enjoy with other people, the one thing I haven't done is really to share my music with the rest of the world, where I would be basically touring with my own band, you know, even if it's a small, you know, level of, you know, avenues. But I would love to be able to accomplish that, because believe it or not, there's so many young musicians that seem to be inspired by what I'm doing. There's not a whole lot of representation of Ethiopian artists. Now, there's about like 30 or even maybe more Ethio jazz groups around the globe, especially in the Western Hemisphere. But they're all entirely, you know, led by, you know, other people other than Ethiopians, which is a good thing. But to see an Ethiopian represent that music in a blend of the American experience is something I'm really wishing to accomplish as a, you know, as an artist and composer.
I remember back at Crooners not too long ago, you performed and you wrote mm-hmm. these brand new songs. And you brought in, I believe, an artist, a singer, who did a great job, by the way, the two of you on stage together. What is his name again?
Diba Kulu.
Yes, and are you working with
Diba
him again?
Diba Kulu, yes.
Coming up, right?
Yes, yes. Coming up this Friday, the 22nd, we will be at the Green Room. Now, that is a bigger venue and a bigger challenge for me as a musician, you know, to call on everybody to show up. But we are very excited because he's a very big artist in Ethiopian music scene. And he's been very kind enough to be interested in what I'm doing. And he's like, I would work with you whatever level that we're in. And he believes that we have a good potential as a, you know, collaboration to do this in Minneapolis one more time before we try out maybe different states. So we're really looking forward to this Friday.
This Friday, and what time does it start?
The music starts at 8, and there might be an Ethio jazz themed, you know, some Afro jazz, Ethio jazz, a mix of, you know, that kind of DJ maybe for half an hour. But we hit the stage with our set at 8:30, and it should be a really, you know, nice and great experience for us as performers as well as for the audience, because the music is, you know, like you described it, even the one, you know, that I didn't write, you know, I just realized, you know, I didn't care about it when I lived in Ethiopia. But when I looked back, I realized this is really a cool music, you know, because it has so much soul in it and so much rhythmic, you know, variations that are unique and pleasant to any open-minded or any, you know, music lover. So you're really excited about
I'm a music lover. Let me tell you something. I love to watch you perform your own music that you've written. It's so powerful, man, you know? Seriously. I mean, Javita and I were just like, oh, gosh, the songs were great. And then the audience was filled with Ethiopians, right? So I loved it.
Yes, I loved it.
I cannot wait for you to do this again. It's happening on Friday, September 22nd. Yes. 8 p.m. is when it really starts. Afro Jazz DJ is going to start first. And then your set starts at 8:30 p.m. And where is this going to be again?
It's the Green Room. It's 2923 Girard Avenue in Uptown neighborhood. So it should be very, you know, easy for everybody to come to because it's kind of central, the heart of Minneapolis.
Look, keep those hips moving. You know, Geraldine is paying attention. Just need you to know.
Thank you so much. You know, by the way, when you guys came, the last time, it meant the world to me. It was so amazing. And a lot of people really respected me for that because they say, oh, Geraldine and Javita and the Steels are here. I'm like, yes, absolutely. They are such a lovely people. So, by the way, I'm also looking forward to, you know, the gig I have with you guys, which I've been listening. I love the Gershwin.
Yeah,
you know,
man, we can't wait to play with you again.
Such amazing. Yes, yes. So,
that's September 21st,
up,
man. But, so that's the day before you get on the stage again.
Yes, exactly. Yes,
I love you and your family. God bless you. And I'm just looking forward to the day when the whole world knows your name. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, man.
And if I can help in any way, you let me know. Okay.
I just appreciate that. Thank you so much. I appreciate all your listeners for tuning in and for whoever is able to make it out 22nd at the Green Room. Myself and Diba Kulu with my band, who is really, you know, featuring world-class musicians. So you would really not be disappointed.
I love your music. Keep it up. Keep writing. Don't ever stop. I'm kind of feasting on it because it's so incredible. Thank you, Johannes, for joining us tonight.
So
you let me know anytime when you're playing, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right.
Okay, we'll do. Thank
Take
you
care.
So much.
Tell the family hello, okay?
Okay, I'll make sure I will do that. And in your one of your biggest fans, my neighbor, Ralph, Made for his 42 years. I've told you this before, but he is the one that told me about your show before I even know about it. But this is, you know, I want to give him a shout out, Ralph. Thank you for your service, 42 and a half years of firefighting. But here I am with your favorite, you know, person.
I got to meet him one day. I got to meet him. That's the key. Johannes, take care of yourself and stay safe, okay?
All right.
Love you, man.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a break, you guys, and our next guest is Kate Young Umpak. I'm looking forward to interviewing her as well. Stay tuned. It is now 9:22 here at WCCO. This is Center Stage, All Things Arts and Entertainment. We believe you ought to know about it, and thank goodness there is a lot going on because that's what Minnesota does well. I am excited to tell you about the Children's Theater Company is announcing performers and creative team for a show called Cookin'. Yeah, let me tell you, this is about a woman named Kate Young Yoon Park. She's the production supervisor, and the name of the show is Cookin'. And I am so curious about it. I was reading through her bio, trying to figure out who she is. She began working with PMC Production Company in 2011 as an assistant production manager. Her work includes the Korean musicals March of Youth, Romance of Their Own, and Pinocchio. And as a company manager for overseas productions, she has worked on K-pop music festival. I already love you, Catherine. I seriously do, because I love K-pop. I should get over that. I should. But I'm so excited to have you join us tonight. And we're going to talk about this piece called Cookin'. There's so much to learn. How are you?
Great. Thank you. Thank you for having me there with you.
I love it. Tell me how you got started with the Children's Theater in this particular piece.
Well, we always wanted to come to the middle part of the U.S., but we had no, like, luck with that. But luckily, this year, we were chosen as the opening of the Children's Theater this season. So we are so excited to be here. We just had a great opening night last night, and we are always packed with the people. And about, like, we already met 3,000 audience here, but we want more.
Yes, and I don't blame you. So are you going to go for the more?
Oh, yes. I'm eager to wait for more and more.
That's how it goes. That's how it should be. So with a crazy deadline looming near, four frenzied chefs turn their kitchen into a dynamic veggies flying everywhere performance as Korean Salmonori, I hope I said that correctly, drumming and martial arts take center stage. Tell us more about this piece.
Well, this is a Korean non-verbal show that was made with the mission to entertain everyone around the world.
Wow. Have you accomplished that?
Well, I think we are halfway done because we just got here. We need to have them in Minnesota and the St. Paul, all the audience from the Twin Cities to come and play their parts on stage.
Yeah, you know, and then when I was reading the press release, it says, during this wildly energetic cooking competition, the chefs put on a masterful display of percussive food chopping, knife throwing, pot banging, and fire blowing wizardry that will make you laugh, scream in delight, and even beg for a chance to sample the food. Okay, are we going to have a chance to sample it?
Well, if you were chosen as a two, like, very exclusive chance, yes, you can get to taste the Korean soup on stage.
This sounds amazing.
Lucky.
Oh, I want to be lucky. How do I get to be lucky?
Well, if you clap a lot and you stomp a lot, well, I bet the actor is going to see you and you're the chosen one.
We're going to try that, that's for sure. I love it. This is your longest running show so far, especially in South Korea's history. And I had a chance to go to South Korea. And do you know, I wanted to live, and it was either Busan. Anyway, I just fell in love with it. I wanted to live there. So I was excited to read that. You had over 1.48 million people have attended this performance. So you've been doing this for how many years?
Well, I've been with this production for 13 years, or only the half year of this show's age. So there's more to show and more to learn about it.
You must be so excited being a part of this. Anytime, you know, an artist can really see their work and take it in, really take it in, it matters. Now, you say it's all about music, mayhem, and magic, and that's only a few of the ingredients in the savory stew of skillful, high-energy, silly, good fun. That's just from the New York Times. Newsweek says it's a big hit, spectacular. CBS Sunday Morning says Call It Benihana goes berserk. Take equal parts of Jackie Chan, the Marx Brothers, and stomp and blend, and that's what you get. That's amazing. I mean, it's exciting for me just to read it again. So congratulations on that. When can people get tickets for this?
Well, all the tickets are available until the October 22nd.
Okay.
And we're moving to the after cities. So you only have a chance of a little more than 30 days left.
A little more than 30 days left, and then hopefully you can get tickets, and opening night is Saturday, September, what is it, Saturday? When was opening night?
It was the last night.
Oh, it was last night. You did say that.
Yes.
Oh, honey, I apologize.
We had a blast. No, don't need to.
That's incredible.
Sold out pretty much. Yes, it was a pact.
And the ticket prices start at 15 and go up to what?
Well, it can vary from 65 to 80, depending on the date you were attending. Or if you're coming on the weekend, ticket can be more compatible. But if you're coming for the weekday show, it can be more reasonable.
I just think it's a wonderful idea, and people are talking about it. I hope that this is going to be a gigantic hit all over again. And I wish you well with this. After something this big, then what do you do?
Well, we are moving to North Carolina, and we'll be there for a week, very short or long. So, I don't know what to expect, but it's all the journey in here in Twin City has been phenomenal. So, I don't know what I can expect more from this response from here.
Oh my goodness! I hope it just builds your dream for you. You know, just knowing that it's here, it's going to go to North Carolina, and I'm sure it's going to keep going. I am so honored to interview you tonight. Thank you so much, Kate Young Un Pak, that you are doing this. I hope you have more to come. And do you live in Minnesota?
Well, I actually live in Korea. I'm just visiting here. This is my first time here.
Oh, I hope you love it.
I'm loving it already. I wish I can be here forever.
Oh, come on. We can make it happen. Oh, just keep doing well what you're doing. It's just quite remarkable. And I look forward to meeting you personally. I'm going to try my best to get to the theater to see this piece because everything I've read is just so worth it. It's worth it. So if I have to get that ticket for 55 or 80, I'm coming at you. I'm coming. Because I need to see it.
Thank you so much. It'll be my honor to have you there.
Thank you. Thank you for blessing us, Kate. Thank you. Have a great show. Keep doing what you do. Keep creating what you're creating.
Thank you.
All right. Be safe.
Thank you for having us for all your station.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, man. It sounds like a wild show. That's why I really want to see it. It just sounds just wild enough for Geraldine to get it, you know? Again, this is happening through October 22nd. Opening night is Saturday, September. Already happened on the 16th last night. And it's happening at Children's Theater Company, United Health Group Stage. And you don't want to miss it. 2400 3rd Avenue South, Minneapolis. The age recommendation, this production is best enjoyed by all ages. Lap passes are available for children 3 years and younger. So I definitely want to take my grandbabies there. Running time is 90 minutes with no intermission. None. Tickets are starting at 15 and available at thechildrenstheater.org. By calling the ticket office at 612-874-0400. Again, that is 612-874-0400. Oh, I wish them well. All right, everybody, we're going to take a little short break and come back with Rohan Preston. Yeah, he didn't show up last week, did he? Ah, did I say that? We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back, everyone, to Center Stage. All things arts and entertainment. We believe you ought to know about it. And as you already know, I've been here at WCCO for 25 years, and being able to do Center Stage really matters to me. I am an artist, and I just love to hear the music and hear the plays and hear so much about it. And this next guest, who wasn't able to come last Sunday, but he's joining us tonight, someone that is our friend, someone that I've known for a long time, Rohan Preston. Ooh, I should talk about you bad, but I'm not gonna. How you doing, darling?
I'm excited. The prodigal son is excited to be here with you tonight.
The prodigal son, yes, I think it works. I think it works, sir. Thank you very much. No, seriously, though, you weren't able to make it on Sunday, but gosh, you sound great. It sounds like you have rejuvenated. Is that what I'm hearing?
I do feel that way. And some of it, too, I have a period in the year when I have allergies. And they're, they really knocked me out, and it's late summer, into the top of September, and they just are, they're just bad. My allergist says, that suggested I go to the ocean or the mountains during that time.
Oh, come on. No way.
I do not receive it, darling. I know. I said, that's a really great idea. It's a start of the theater season, and everything is up on us. And I said, I'd love to do it. Maybe schedule that another time. But anyway, it's fine. I'm very rejuvenated to your question, to your point, and I'm very excited to be here. In fact, I literally just came in from a show at the Jungle Theater, which is my fourth show I'm seeing this week. So,
and you loved it, of course.
You know, it's an experimental piece called Rich Dogs, in which dogs control the world, and they're at a theater watching a show, a dog show, of course, and their human charges, not handlers, their human subjects, because they're in charge of the humans, are in the lobby waiting for their masters to come out.
Boy, that lobby's going to look different.
I know. Woo. Well, the play actually takes place in the lobby while all the barking is going on inside the theater.
It's not the barking that bothers me. It's everything that happens after all that barking, okay? That theater, though, is doing really great work, and it's unfortunate that I have not been back there for a while. And I have to get back to the Jungle. It's just so much fun, and the shows are really great. I'm curious to know, though, you are the lead theater critic for the Star Tribune. You've been doing this for how many years now?
Oh, my goodness. We had an anniversary back in March, 25 years.
Oh, my goodness. You've been... Yes. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so how do you feel about that, knowing 25 years?
25 years. I'm just like, I started when I was 2 years old. I mean, I think of myself as a kid.
Ooh, let's pray right now. Now, Jesus, don't just, cast him in the hell and all of that. He's going to be all right. He's a little messed up tonight. But seriously.
I welcome all your prayers. I do. And I just have, I try to have as much fun as possible. But you're right. It's like, how do we stay youthful and stay engaged? I mean, you and I both have been at this this for a while, and just having fun in the process. And I think that's the secret,
Well, we have really been able to do this for a long time. I don't even know how many years you and I have been doing this particular piece on a Sunday night. And here you are joining us again tonight. And I just want to know, there's a lot going on. I was just talking to the woman who is doing this Asian company, and they have this this show that's coming up, and I was just blown away about what this piece is about. It's called Cooking, and you just never know the type of pieces that you run into. Have you found out about it? Did you get to go yet?
Yeah, I went last night, and it's almost like an episode of America's Got Talent.
What?
America's Got Talent.
Oh.
You've got everything going on that stage. You have people somersaulting. You have people playing the drums, playing instruments. It's a mixture of stomp where they're playing all kinds of instruments. In this case, like water jugs and pots and pans.
Oh, yeah, I love the group stomp. Oh, yeah.
And then you have a little bit of river dance with a, you know, and then you have Blue Man Group thrown in there as well.
Oh, so. My goodness. I've seen them many times. I even took my grandchildren to see. Just, it's crazy. Did you ever try to walk out of the theater at the end and you're like, is that this stuff that they were using and fell on the floor? It is almost like braces on your ankles. It was weird.
Yeah, it's. I mean, actually, there's interactive stuff with the audience too. It actually isn't bad because the only thing that they throw in the audience are some balls.
Is really fun. I'm glad they added that.
Yeah, yeah. So, did you get a chance to see it, by the way?
To see what?
Cooking.
No, not yet. I just finished the interview with her. And just to hear about what this madness is all going to be about, it sounds like a blast, first of all. And you had a chance. Now, do you try the food out? Does the audience try the food or no?
No. I think there are two audience members who come up, and I think they try a little soup, a little broth.
Broth? Soup? That's it?
Yeah.
Is there like a whole thing of garlic in that soup? I don't care if it's a cup.
I know. So let me tell you, they do cook on stage, and it's infused with soy sauce and other things, so it smells delicious. But while they're using real veggies and real noodles, carrots.
Real veggies, real noodles, carrots, all of that.
All that stuff.
What's the meat, darling? What's the meat?
The protein is not real. I think it's a rubber beef. So...
don't speak. Did you say rubber beef? Because it's not real. Everything else is real that they're making, but not the rubber beef?
Not the rubber beef. And what they say, what they suggest, what they tell us is don't eat the food.
Because of the rubber beef.
Exactly. And also because and the same lady that you had on, Ms. Park, she told me that these are actors, they're not chefs. But, and I have to tell you this, if you do want to eat the food, there is a show called Table that's started this past weekend, and it's moving to theaters, to farms all across the state in Minnesota and also in Wisconsin. And that is... they're employing top-ranked Minnesota chefs, and each of these productions, there's going to be a thing to basically a meal. And the concept is that the 11 actors in the show, all women, are waitresses at a restaurant, and they come and they sing to you, and they dance, but they also crack jokes and tell stories. And meanwhile, you're eating a three, four, five course meal.
I have so many questions about this, dude. So I'm gonna let you go. But you and I are gonna talk more about this. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. And I thought this was an actual meal. So yeah, I'm learning that there is a rubber beef on the loose. Oh God,
that's a cooking. But Table has real food. And it's real farm to table type food, so it's really interesting.
I've done the farm to table, and it's quite remarkable. It's so clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so clean. But you had a rubber steak. Okay, I got to think about that thing. Okay,
so I stopped you at the rubber beef.
You stopped me at the rubber beef. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You know we love you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I forgive you for last week, and that's it.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I love you, dude. Bye.
I love you. Bye bye.
That's Rohan Preston. Oh, he's mad, man. I don't understand what he's going after with this rubber beef, and I'm going to talk about it some other time. We'll be back. It is now 9:53, and I tell you, I'm so excited for this last guest tonight. He is music director of the Jazz MN Orchestra, which I had a chance to be a part of last year, and it was so much fun. It was great working with our guest, which is Pete Whitman, the music director for Jazz MN. It's so great to have you join us. How are you?
I'm doing great, Geraldine. I'm delighted to be with you.
It's great to have you join us tonight, Pete. And, of course, there's a lot to talk about with the Jazz MN Orchestra concert event at Chanhassen Dinner Theater's main stage. Now, you guys have been at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater's many times before, correct?
Yeah, we've been collaborating with them for many years now. It's a great venue to hear, like, a big band or a jazz orchestra like ours.
Welcome back, everyone, to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We believe you ought to know about it. And as you already know, I've been here at WCCO for 25 years, and being able to do Center Stage really matters to me. I am an artist, and I just love to hear the music and hear the plays and hear so much about it. And this next guest, who wasn't able to come last Sunday, but he's joining us tonight, someone that is our friend, someone that I've known for a long time, Rohan Preston. Ooh, I should talk about you bad, but I'm not gonna. How you doing, darling?
I'm excited. The prodigal son is excited to be here with you tonight.
The prodigal son, yes, I think it works. I think it works, sir. Thank you very much. No, seriously, though, you weren't able to make it on Sunday, but gosh, you sound great. It sounds like you have rejuvenated. Is that what I'm hearing?
I do feel that way. And some of it, too, I have a period in the year when I have allergies. And they're, you know, they really knocked me out, and it's late summer, into the top of September, and they just are, you know, they're just bad. My allergist says, that suggested I go to the ocean or the mountains during that time.
Oh, come on. No way. I do not receive that.
I know. I said, that's a really great idea. It's a start of the theater season, and everything is up on us. And I said, I'd love to do it, maybe schedule that another time. But anyway, it's fine. I'm very rejuvenated to your question, to your point, and I'm very excited to be here. In fact, I literally just came in from a show at the Jungle Theater, which is my fourth show I'm seeing this week. So
and you loved it, of course.
You know, it's an experimental piece called Rich Dogs, in which dogs control the world, and they're at a theater watching a show, a dog show, of course, and their human charges, not handlers, their human subjects, because they're in charge of the humans, are in the lobby waiting for their masters to come out.
Boy, that lobby's going to look different.
I know. Well, the play actually takes place in the lobby while all the barking is going on inside the theater.
It's not the barking that bothers me. It's everything that happens after all that barking, okay? That theater, though, is doing really great work, and it's unfortunate that I have not been back there for a while. And I have to get back to the Jungle. It's just so much fun, and the shows are really great. I'm curious to know, though, you are the lead theater critic for the Star Tribune. You've been doing this for how many years now?
Oh, my goodness. We had an anniversary back in March, 25 years.
Oh, my goodness. You've been, oh, my goodness. Okay, so how do you feel about that, knowing 25 years?
25 years. I'm just like, I started when I was 2 years old. I mean, I think of myself as a kid.
Ooh, let's pray right now. Now, Jesus, don't just, you know, cast him in the hell and all of that. He's going to be all right. You know, he's a little messed up tonight. But seriously.
I welcome all your prayers. I do. And I just have, you know, I try to have as much fun as possible. But you're right. You know, it's like, how do we stay youthful and stay engaged? I mean, you and I both have been at this this for a while and just having fun in the process. And I think that's that's the secret, you know?
Well, we have really been able to do this for a long time. I don't even know how many years you and I have been doing this particular piece on a Sunday night. And here you are joining us again tonight. And I just want to know, there's a lot going on. I was just talking to the woman who is doing this Asian company, and they have this this show that's coming up, and I was just blown away about what this piece is about. It's called Cooking, and you know, you just never know the type of pieces that you run into. Have you found out about it? Did you get to go yet?
Yeah, I went last night, and it's almost like an episode of America's Got Talent. America's Got Talent.
Oh.
You've got everything going on that stage. You have people somersaulting. You have people playing the drums, playing instruments. It's a mixture of stomp where they're playing all kinds of instruments. In this case, like water jugs and pots and pans.
Oh, yeah. I love the group stomp. Oh, yeah.
And then you have a little bit of river dance with and then you have Blue Man Group thrown in there as well.
Oh, so. My goodness. I've seen them many times. I even took my grandchildren to see. It's crazy. Did you ever try to walk out of the theater at the end and you're like, it's this stuff that they were using and fell on the floor, it is almost like braces on your ankles. It was weird.
Yeah. There's interactive stuff with the audience too. It actually isn't bad because the only thing that they throw in the audience are some balls.
Is really fun. I'm glad they added that.
Yeah, yeah. So, did you get a chance to see it, by the way?
To see what?
Cooking.
No, not yet. I just finished the interview with her. And just to hear about what this madness is all going to be about, it sounds like a blast, first of all. And you had a chance. Now, do you try the food out? Does the audience try the food or no?
No. I think there are two audience members who come up, and I think they try a little soup, a little broth.
Broth? Soup? That's it?
Yeah.
Is there like a whole thing of garlic in that soup? I don't care if it's a cup.
I know. So let me tell you, they do cook on stage, and it's infused with soy sauce and other things, so it smells delicious. But while they're using real veggies and real noodles, carrots.
Real veggies, real noodles, carrots, all of that.
All that stuff.
What's the meat, darling? What's the meat?
The protein is not real. I think it's a rubber beef. So
did you say, wait, don't speak. Did you say rubber beef because it's not real? Everything else is real that they're making, but not the rubber beef?
Not the rubber beef. And what they say, what they suggest, what they tell us is don't eat the food.
Because of the rubber beef.
Exactly. And also because and the same lady that you had on, Ms. Park, she told me that these are actors, they're not chefs. And I have to tell you this, if you do want to eat the food, there is a show called Table that's started this past weekend, and it's moving to theaters, to farms all across the state in Minnesota and also in Wisconsin. And that is, they're employing top-ranked Minnesota chefs, and each of these productions, there's going to be a thing to basically a meal. And the concept is that the 11 actors in the show, all women, are waitresses at a restaurant, and they come and they sing to you and they dance, but they also crack jokes and tell stories. And meanwhile, you're eating a 3, 4, 5 course meal.
I have so many questions about this, dude. So I'm gonna let you go, but you and I are gonna talk more about this. I don't know what you're talking about, because I thought this was an actual meal. So yeah, I'm learning that there is a rubber beef on the loose. Oh God,
that's a cooking. But Table has real food, And it's real farm to table type food, so it's really interesting.
I've done the farm to table, and it's quite remarkable. It's so clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so clean. But you had a rubber steak. Okay, I got to think about that thing. Okay,
so I stopped you at the rubber beef.
You stopped me at the rubber beef. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You know we love you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I forgive you for last week, and that's it.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I love you, dude. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Rohan Preston. Oh, he's mad, man. I don't understand what he's gone after with this rubber beef, and I'm going to talk about it some other time. We'll be back. It is now 9:53, and I tell you, I'm so excited for this last guest tonight. He is music director of the Jazz MN Orchestra, which I had a chance to be a part of last year, and it was so much fun. It was great working with our guest, which is Pete Whitman, the music director for Jazz MN. It's so great to have you join us. How are you?
I'm doing great, Geraldine. I'm delighted to be with you.
It's great to have you join us tonight, Pete. And, of course, there's a lot to talk about with the Jazz MN Orchestra concert event at Chanhassen Dinner Theater's main stage. Now, you guys have been at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater's many times before, correct?
Yeah, we've been collaborating with them for many years now. It's a great venue to hear, like, a big band or a jazz orchestra like ours. The sound is great. It doesn't overpower the audience. You know, they have a great crew there. So it's a great place to hear, our kind of large ensemble music.
Right. Now, this is a one-time event on Monday evening, October 2nd. And Jazz MN is the Twin Cities' premier professional jazz orchestra. I learned that. I had such a blast working with you guys. So tell me what has changed since I was a part of it last year, along with Ginger Commodore and the one from Crooners. Oh, what's his name? Andrew.
Andrew Walsh. Yeah,
he was a part of it last year as well. So tell me what has changed for you guys.
Well, the band just keeps getting better. We're burning. We're tearing it up.
You're burning?
Yeah, we're burning. And let me tell you, it's so much fun to play with this group because it's such a great ensemble, great group of people. You know, concert to concert, there are some changes. They're not everybody's always available for each concert, but you know, we just did a concert with Diane Schur at the Dakota August, and the band just killed it. Audience was great. We had just a blast. And, you know, this concert coming up with Randy Brecker is got to be almost, he's a musician's musician.
Right.
He's like
trumpet player, right?
Yep, he's and composer. I mean, he's one of those musicians that you may not think you've heard him, but you've probably heard him because he's recorded with so many different people.
Right.
I'm talking about, like, the classic Horace Silver, Art Blakey, Billy Cobham, but also Stevie Wonder, James Taylor, Bruce Springsteen, Sinatra. I mean, the guy has done it all, 5-time Grammy Award winner. He's, you know, when I was a kid, I heard him kind of just playing with a combo, and I was, you know, he's known for, you know, more fusion style, like with the Brecker Brothers, the group that he had formed with his brother Michael. But when I heard him play, he was just playing straight ahead and just knocking it out of the park. So
that's one thing I love about you, by the way. In some of the rehearsals we had last year, I loved watching you watch them.
Okay.
No, seriously, I really did. I enjoyed that because it really speaks to who you all are. You're just one voice, really. Yeah, that's what it feels like to me. It feels like one voice. So to have the orchestra doing this, it's a big deal. The concert starts at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $44. Dinner available for an additional $20. There's so much more to talk about this, and we have until October 2nd. I will mention this again. I'm so sorry that we've run out of time, but I am really looking forward to hearing as much as I can. And do you have one more special guest you want to mention?
Well,
very quickly.
Randy is our main focus on October 2nd, but we have our holiday concert with Bruce Henry and Connie Evingson on December, I believe it's the 16th, I believe.
December 16th. Bravo, man. Bravo.
All right.
It is always a pleasure having you on, Pete. Pete. And, of course, take care of yourself. Happy holidays. I'll show up for that, too.
Thank you, Geraldine. We'll see
you. All right.
Take
see
care.
You soon. Bye-bye. Thank you to everyone who's just stayed with us tonight through all of my coughing and all of the guests tonight. It's been wonderful. So thank you. And I hope to be in your presence soon again. Good night. It is now 9:53, and I tell you, I'm so excited for this last guest tonight. He is music director of the Jazz MN Orchestra, which I had a chance to be a part of last year. And it was so much fun. It was great working with our guest, which is Pete Whitman, the music director for Jazz MN. It's so great to have you join us. How are you?
I'm doing great, Geraldine. I'm delighted to be with you.
It's great to have you join us tonight, Pete. And, of course, there's a lot to talk about with the Jazz MN Orchestra concert event at Chanhassen Dinner Theater's main stage. Now, you guys have been at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater's many times before, correct?
Yeah, we've been collaborating with them for many years now. It's a great venue to hear, like, a big band or a jazz orchestra like ours. The sound is great. It doesn't overpower the audience. You know, they have a great crew there. So it's a great place to hear, our kind of large ensemble music.
Right. Now, this is a one-time event on Monday evening, October 2nd. And Jazz MN is the Twin Cities' premier professional jazz orchestra. I learned that. I had such a blast working with you guys. So tell me what has changed since I was a part of it last year, along with Ginger Commodore and the one from Crooners. Oh, what's his name? Andrew.
Andrew Walsh.
Yeah, he was part of it last year as well. So tell me what has changed for you guys.
Well, the band just keeps getting better. We're burning. We're tearing it up.
You're burning?
Yeah, we're burning. And let me tell you, it's so much fun to play with this group because it's such a great ensemble, great group of people. You know, concert to concert, there are some changes. They're not everybody's always available for each concert, but you know, we just did a concert with Diane Schur at the Dakota August, and the band just killed it. Audience was great. We had just a blast. And, you know, this concert coming up with Randy Brecker, it's got to be almost, he's a musician's musician.
Right.
He's
trumpet
like
player,
those,
right?
Yep, he's and composer. I mean, he's one of those musicians that you may not think you've heard him, but you've probably heard him because he's recorded with so many different people.
Right.
I'm talking about, like, the classic Horace Silver, Art Blakey, Billy Cobham, but also Stevie Wonder, James Taylor, Bruce Springsteen, Ooh. Sinatra. I mean, the guy has done it all, 5-time Grammy Award winner. He's, you know, when I was a kid, I heard him kind of just playing with a combo, and I was, you know, he's known for, you know, more fusion style, like with the Brecker Brothers, the group that he had formed with his brother Michael. But when I heard him play, he was just playing straight ahead and just knocking it out of the park. So
that's one thing I love about you, by the way, in some of the rehearsals we had last year, I loved watching you watch them.
Okay.
No, seriously, I really did. I enjoyed that because it really speaks to who you all are. You're just one voice, really. That's what it feels like to me. It feels like one voice. So to have the orchestra doing this, it's a big deal. The concert starts at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $44. Dinner available for an additional $20. There's so much more to talk about this, and we have until October 2nd. I will mention this again. I'm so sorry that we've run out of time, but I am really looking forward to hearing as much as I can. And do you have one more special guest you want to mention?
Well,
very quickly.
Randy is our main focus on October 2nd, but we have our holiday concert with Bruce Henry and Connie Evingson on December, I believe it's the 16th, I believe.
December 16th. Bravo, man. Bravo.
All right.
It is always a pleasure having you on, Pete. Pete, and of course, take care of yourself. Happy holidays. I'll show up for that, too.
Thank you, Geraldine. We'll see you.
All right.
Take
see care. You soon. Bye-bye. Thank you to everyone who's just stay with us tonight through all of my coughing and all of the guests tonight. It's been wonderful. So thank you. And I hope to be in your presence soon again. Good night.